dude.
Yo, I'm on my way.
Phone for you, Mr. Moss.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low.
Okay, we're... yes, I see the light.
Yeah.
Yeah, here come the rooster.
Find some friends this year.
Oh, Mom, you know I'm not like other guys. I'm nervous and my socks are too loose.
Sit down, Waldo.
Oh, Wow, man. Wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?
Some truly hilarious hate speech, you pranksters. Those were what's known as public access call-in shows, and the reason they look so old is because they are. Nowadays, we just tweet mean things at people who are on TV. It's no secret that I think Nick Saban is a horrible human, and it doesn't help that he just hired that whiny, arrogant, beautiful Lane Kiffin. So imagine my delight when I found out Lane and his lovely wife have a public access show. Welcome back. You're on Triple K. What's your question?
Hey, Lane, just wondering if it's natural talent or if you guys practice fumbling all the fucking time, you stupid piece of shit. All right, I'm going to go jizz inside your tramp of a wife.
All right, no pain, no lane. Next caller.
I love what you've done to open up the offense and give the Tide an identity as a passing team. And I was wondering what Nick Saban's oatmeal cream pies taste like when he shits them in your mouth, you fucking coward. War Eagle, you pussy. You look...
Maybe we start screening some of these calls. I'd like to apologize to our viewers. Second down. Let's try again.
Long-time caller, first-time listener, big USC fan. I hope you die of AIDS, you overpaid pussy.
We have got to get a longer cord next season. Who am I kidding? We're not going to be here next year. Next caller.
What was it like being the last regret in Al Davis's 50-year career full of fuck-ups? So take your answer off the air, you licking shit for brains.
Two-part question. Now that you're down south, you gonna divorce your wife so you can start fucking farm animals? And if you do divorce your wife, you think she'll be able to handle my big fat cock after all those years of your pencil dick?
When are you gonna be head coach again, sweetie?
Not now, my love. Next caller.
Oh, nice trophy case you won winning. Look how goddamn empty that thing is. Where are you gonna fail upward next?
I got a question about the no-huddle offense.
Okay, this one I should be able to handle.
Why do you think you prefer the hurry up, but every time I fuck your smoking hot wife in the ass, she begs me to slow down?
I'm pretty sure that was Urban Meyer. Next caller.
Are you going to be the next coordinator to start molesting children? Just kidding. I know you are, you fucking fucking-faced pedophile.
People really don't like you.
Next caller.
Bama fans are all sister fucking retards.
God damn it!
I hope you all die in a...
Next caller. And keep it clean, and don't say a word about my wife.
Nice tits, bitch.
Nice tweeted doctor, you f***ing prick. Oh, yeah, look at you. Hit the button. Hit the button. Oh, yeah, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's going to work, idiot.
Shut up. I don't know how to work,
shut
fuck. I'm going to keep it.
Hey, do you wear that visor when you f*** your dad?
I can't wait to see one of you show up to College Game Day with a sign that says Kiffin's Crimson Corner, you hillbillies.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key, yeah. Oh, baby, how
Yes, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk tonight. I am your host, that motherfucker named Dwight. And, yeah. I'm going to attempt, I guess, to do some type of Blog Talk show, but I jumped on at about 8:30 tonight to start pulling Blog Talk numbers. And after I did that, I pull up my Skype, and there's a message from Dashy from about 1:30 this afternoon that says he's not going to be around this weekend and to go fuck myself. So I now do not have the callerific and will have to rely heavily on you guys to call in to these different Blog Talk shows. I'm only going to be able to hit them once before they recognize the number if they're smart. So yeah, I do have other numbers in case that Blog Talk does fall apart. And yeah, I added some people in, but nobody showed up. The only person in here is Mr. General Awesome.
Hello, hello.
Yes. And we've been plotting and talking shit. Neon will join us
Eventually, she said she's still a couple hours out from getting home. And, yeah. In case you were all wondering where that that bit was from that everyone was asking about, is from Tosh.0 this last week. They were making fun of the public access pranks. It was pretty fucking funny. So I went and converted the video to audio so we could hear it. If you look it up on YouTube, I think it's Tosh.0 Kiffin's Crimson Corner. They purposely turned it to all K's, just like you heard them in the beginning. Hey, you're calling Triple K, and you know, being from Alabama, haha. You know, you get the references. They're racist. That's what they're trying to say. They're racist. All right. Who the fuck watches? I watch Tosh.0, motherfucker. Gordo, I just went to that youtube-mp3.org. Yeah. Yeah. I ripped the audio. I stole the audio, motherfucker. All right. So, let me pull up the number. Fuck, that means I don't even have these formatted, right? I had them formatted for the goddamn colorific. Oh, boy. This is going to be fun, folks. Yeah. It's going to take me a few extra seconds to do some shit. But, yeah. That's how shit's going to go tonight. And here's the first call. Add to group.
Blog Talk Radio.
This one, if they're there, is called...
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with Intelligent Black Men. If you desire to speak to the host,
please press 1 at any time. This will be... You are now in the host queue.
And they didn't show up. I'm just about to type hang up. I'm so used to the colorific being here. Get out of here. All right. So that's like the second or third week that Conversations with Intelligent Black Men has not shown up. So, good use of money. I would enjoy paying $300 for a year subscription and then not use it. Let's see. I should just skip to my 10 o'clock numbers. Those were some 9:30s. 10 o'clock. Let's try. I'm going to try this guy. He's a goofy fuck. The last time we tried to call him, he was arguing, saying like the best thing for the city was to get a dirt track to like race cars, and that would get rid of the street racers and shit, which, I mean, it made totally no fucking sense.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Radio. You are now in the host queue. Right.
What's going on, Zeke? How you guys doing?
Good. Good.
You listening in? Yeah, I've been listening in. See what kind of ruckus we could cause.
First call of the night.
But, you know, it's weird because, you know, you got driver and you got car, right?
Oh, Jesus. He's still talking about his car.
Driver necessarily has to be a winning driver. If he promotes the sport and... you know, he's out there racing. This doesn't mean that you have to win a bunch to be driver of the year.
Really? How does that work?
Car of the year? It's got to be on point all the time.
You don't have to win all the time to be driver of the year.
I think it can be a difference between...
That sounds dumb as fuck.
You know, driver of the year, car of the year.
You could be on a football team and lose all the time, but be the player of the year.
Mm. Yeah. But you don't think, though... You don't
spoken
think
like someone who can't drive...
driver or grunge racer of the year, don't you think it sets that car apart from any other car?
No, because the grunge racer, you know, there's guys that run multiple cars for multiple people. So,
right.
You just can't pin him on one car.
Right, you know, and so. That's why I said if you do this on the average of your wins and losses, it doesn't matter what the multi-car does. The multi-car camp does because they're still going to be on average.
Right.
They're not going to win every race they have. They're not going to win 40 races if they race their car 40 times. So that average will still be the same.
Yeah. That's a good point, Bill. This guy might be the self-proclaimed driver of the year. I may not have won all the time, but I'm the most consistent loser out there.
Six six one two.
I'm sorry.
0240. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight.
Where you calling from?
Yeah, calling from Trenton.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
All right.
Both sports and everything. It's just a popularity contest.
I had a quick question for you guys, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You were saying you don't have to, you know, win
Thank
all the
you
time.
For using Blog Talk
what
Radio.
What the fuck was that? Goodbye. Them motherfuckers. Oh, you think you're getting away with that?
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
But you know, it's just one of them things, man, where you know, how are you basing your Grudge Race of the Year? What are you basing it on? Popularity? Wins and losses?
No, they don't know. I've never spoken to these people. I don't know what to go on.
That's
you know,
that's a good question.
Because I know.
I should have did what I intended to do and just started fucking ripping them a new one right off the bat.
Stuff on his show. And he asked, you know, people, they called me the race fans, and he asked them, you know, questions. But a lot of them, if you listen to them, a lot of them is going to buy the most popular names that they hear. And that's what they're judging on. You know what I mean? And I think that's fine to hear, you know, the fans' point of view. That's fine because, you know, without the fans, we wouldn't be really nothing. So I understand you hear that point of view, but it should be having more people that's going to judge that type of situation that actually know what's actually going on. You know? Because it's easy to leave somebody out who actually is putting in work, and it's easy to leave them out because if the fan, you know, if all the fan knows is John Force, John Force, John Force, that's going to the top of the list.
Wow, yeah. It's going to come out to where, how are you going to put it together? How do you just pick one guy? How do you just pick, someone and say, hey, you know what? This is what it is. Or you're, you know, what are you basing it on?
What is it?
You're going to, and that's what it comes down to. What are you basing it on? What are you basing these wins on?
Well, I know the Grudge Race of the Year. I don't know how to change it, but
this is probably the peak of their lives.
Probably
nationwide, where you go from state to state to state. How many states you've been in? I guess profile race. How many, you know, big profile races? I'm assuming, you know, that's a couple years ago. So I don't know the new part. You know, the new what they got going on now, because it changed every year. So, like I say, I don't.
What does a black man know about racing cars anyway?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, even when Rick won it last year, then you hear about the stuff going on, you know, this year for Grudge Race of the Year for 15. It's like stuff.
All right, we're going to give these guys about another couple minutes, you know, see if we can't sneak somebody in on it.
They're trying to, you know. So it's like, you know, what's really going on, you know?
Yeah, you know, I've been getting some feedback on it. I think that's just where it's going to come down to. How are you handing out these awards? How are you who, you know, what are you basing it on? And until somebody can come up with something, yes, you've got to come up with something solid. You can't just say, well, he's won a lot of races.
What?
Whit was the grudge race of the year last year. But you know what? He also won a lot of races.
Yeah. But then as he was talking on the show, look at Johnny Rancher. Johnny Rancher was racing before anybody else was racing. He was racing in March, early part of March, early part of April. My racing was just getting, you know, and he had 9 or 10 wins on his belt.
So I'm just waiting to see if they even bring anybody in.
Everywhere. Johnny Rancher, you know,
I think they're done bringing people in.
Yeah, and I mean, we didn't even do anything to him. I asked him if I could ask a question, but boo.
I wonder what his whole record.
Boo. That's what they did. I can't wait until 11 o'clock, people, because we got the those fake Madhouse assholes. They're scheduled for tonight. And plan on putting a good whooping on them. All right. I know this asshole will be on. Who pissed off the screener? It wasn't me. Yeah, in case people didn't know, I want to say about 3 weeks back when I was doing BTR, I ran across a show or a network that called themselves Madhouse Live Radio Network. And I had Carlito in with me, and I think Neon was there too. And like, we just, like, everyone was calling in, just fucking them up. They started thinking that it was an inside job, like one of their friends or some associate of their own set them up, and they started arguing and fucking yelling at each other. It was pretty goddamn funny. But, yeah, I think this guy will be in. He's usually there. I know I just gave you guys the leg up because you're going to... Oh, fuck, you're going to call it before me. So, switching shows.
Love. You are now in the host queue.
The fuck is this noise?
It's supposed to be some fucking pothead, white old man. I'm twerking for this. Feeling on your butt? What? Is this asshole gonna answer the phone? Everybody start shaking.
Good evening. This is the Wise Groove Down. May I help you?
Yeah. Is there any way I could talk about the fear mongers of the Ebola thing?
Yeah. I'll put you live. I have a call in front of you, but I'll put you on live right after that. I'll let you know, okay?
All right.
What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Tim.
Tim, okay.
Yep.
Like you look, a couple more shots, you open up like a book. I ain't trippin',
cause I'm a reader.
Shout it, I ain't trippin',
I just wanna
please her. I'ma take a shot of the new bowl, shout it, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shout it, got drunk, thought it all was a dream, so I made a bed. I just got a hand on my lips, got my feet all wet in my ride. All over my ride. She looked me dead in the eye. Then my pants got bigger. She already knew what to figure. Had her looking at her boyfriend like, ah, ah. On the tune, got to feel loose. Blaming on the drum, got on the wall. Blaming on my hand, I stood in front of popping bottles with the Henny in the cup. Spending money ain't a thing if it ain't throwing up in the sky. Bring the price up high. I feel like independent bottles. You can buy their own bottles. If you're looking like a model, when them broke fellas out, tell them bye. Bring the price up high. You can blame it on the booth. Got to get a loose. Blame it on the drum. Got to beat a drum. Blame it on the alcohol.
Alright, so about that, we have the same type of group going on a Saturday night, but we have technical difficulties. But we have Stan. Is this Stan? Are you still there, Stan? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's Stan. Are you still there? No, I guess not.
Hello?
Alright, this is Stan. Stan?
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, this is Stan?
Yep.
Okay, you wanted to say something about Ebola? You got your mics live now.
Yeah. I have plenty to say about Ebola. You see all the stuff on the news lately about how they're being spread and how it's airborne? I think it's just niggers like you who spread the fucking Ebola.
The fuck?
Yeah, right. Go fuck yourself. Oh. That wasn't supposed to go over the air. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff we don't need to blame it on the alcohol, I guess. This is Wax and Groove now. We don't need people to call up here and don't have anything to do else to do and try to disrespect my show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk
God
Radio.
Damn it.
Goodbye.
That call got us all fucking booted. I'm gonna try to get back to him, see if we can't do a little something.
That asshole hung up on me 3 times in queue and, like, didn't try to screen me or anything.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire, you are now in the host queue.
We don't need somebody coming busting our groove, okay?
Oh. Yeah. Here's another one. And another one.
This guy doesn't know how to operate a computer.
The queen bee. Late at night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter bee, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tonight. Keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just made the motherfucker last night. And
thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah,
goodbye.
He ain't having it. Whoever that was, it was on the phone.
That was me.
Oh, was it? I was going to ask him if he had heard about the new case at Roy, New Mexico. And when he told me, said no, I'm going to tell about the serial masturbator George that's down there jerking off and spreading it by shooting his semen on people.
VoxOx was giving me problems. It was speaking low. I couldn't really.
Ooh. Alrighty. I got another one. Don't you worry, people. Where is George tonight? Is he in there?
By the way, Just so everybody knows, you can call Blog Talk Radio from Google Voice now. It's completely unblocked.
Nice.
Good tip.
Ooh, you want the tip?
No.
He wants just the tip.
Blog Talk Radio.
I want justice.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We desire...
They know me now. I remember days these niggas couldn't even hold me down. But every time they needed me, they call my phone, I roll around. They saying that they need the boss, boys, I'm trying to choke the pound. I had to switch that and get my mind right. Cause just to get back, I had to get my mind right. Before these 50 niggas try to kill me, I keep my mind tight. As long as I just cool these beats, I'ma need 9 mics.
They know me now.
We didn't change the station. We changed the game.
There should be some talk.
Anyone know what this room's about so I can get past the screen?
That's why I like to usually listen to them. I usually get to listen to them. All right, I'm sorry, I can't sit there and listen to that. That's just some straight militant shit there. All right, hang on, people. Let's try. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna do a regular call before we go to the next one. Need to break it up with a few calls. I'm going to call our buddy Taj. The one we've been calling about the gay sex for the trees that he has.
That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. We'll break it up a little bit here.
Hello. No one is available.
Call him back. Make him think it's important. I gotta have that tree, baby.
Hello. No one is available to
take your... He doesn't want to play right now, but we'll give him a shot again in a little bit. Let's try Jose. He got kind of upset at me the other day when I tried to talk to him. Yeah, I'll get him pissed. That's my specialty.
Anyone here remember Hip Hop Barbershop?
Yes, of course.
The original BTR drone.
Please leave your message for 951.
Boy, this is yeah. Everybody make sure to thank Dashy. Thanks, Dashy! Just kidding. Right now it's General Awesome in Palindrome.
Why does everyone think I'm Gordo? Why does everyone think I'm Gordo? I'm not Gordo, for Christ's sake.
Kind of sound like him.
Gilmore, you know my voice. Jesus.
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 Jesus. Hey, how Skype fucking just starts scrolling when I'm clicking on shit. You're being insubordinate, Skype, and I won't stand for it. That's two demerits.
Uh-oh, one more demerit.
Yep.
Cyber police gonna get you. Cyber crimes.
I think these guys are supposed to be scrappers or something. This is Hawaii, come on. It's only like 5:45 there right now.
Hi, you've reached a long clear out. Sorry, we're not here to take your call.
Okay, I got a on-call dog walker. You better answer. If you call yourself on-call,
oh, Lord.
You better be reachable at all times.
2 a.m. I need my dog walked.
Another Hawaii one.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? I was looking for the guy who's an on-call professional dog walker.
Okay.
Is that you?
Yes, sure is.
Oh, thank Christ. See, I got a problem there. I've actually just broke my leg. And I got a dog that you know, he needs to be taken out and walked at least once a day, you know.
I'm on a really important call on the other line. Why don't you give this number your information?
I don't have the text. I got the Obama phone.
I don't know what that is.
That's the one where they give you for free for being on welfare.
Oh, my God. That was really rude.
I'm on a you think he'll get pissed if I call him back since he's on a really important call on the other line?
Can I talk to him?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
His mom doesn't count as important. I don't.
Well, I had a fucking story ready for him, too. I'm going to tell him to meet me over at this house, and then I'm going to hand him a dog, and he's to walk the dog, and don't bring the dog back. And then he started asking questions. I was going to tell him it's my ex-girlfriend's dog, and that... we both had this dog. She won't let me have visitation, so I'm taking the motherfucker. If I need an alibi, so I'm gonna be at the house. Mm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to BTR. We'll try. Mm-hmm. Let's try fixing our lives.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to fix my life. Everything's just fine and fucking dandy right now. God damn it. And all, every one of my numbers formatted for colorific.
Well,
come on for you.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You are now in the host queue.
Well, hey.
I got that.
It's a blessing that you get there, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right,
thank you for your call. You hope you're
going in queue.
Are you on your listening device that I have to put you on mute?
Yeah, you can put me on mute. I'm on my listening device. Put me on mute.
Oh, okay. See, that's how you do it. Thank you, Dr. Byron Price. And for those of you who do not know, a very valiant Our Common Ground voice. 661, thank you for holding. You're on the air. I respect you.
I respect you also. Is it okay if I just had a little tad bit about Ebola? I mean, just a little tad bit.
I'm gonna put you on hold, and because I'm gonna run a clip. I like to everybody be on the same page on the topic.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna put you on hold.
All right.
Okay. 914, you're on the air. I respect you.
Hey, I respect you too. Hello?
Hello? You're on the air. You're on the air.
Okay. How are you doing tonight?
Good. What's your comment?
Are you doing fine? I've got comments all over the place. I kind of just tuned in, so can you explain to me what the show is, what topic you're on right now?
I'm going to put you on mute, and you can listen in and find out. 422, you're on the air. We've only got 2 hours here. 422, you're on the air.
Hey! Are we 422?
No. Okay, I tried to get in by saying I want to talk about Ebola.
How's you doing?
She's like, I'm going to put you on hold so I can play a clip so you know what the topic is.
Hi, I just wanted to say that you can go shove a cactus up your ass, you stupid.
That's one of our guys.
Yeah, well.
111,
you're on the air. Here we go.
111.
Okay, you didn't get it together.
111.
312, you're on the air. I respect you. Thank you for your call.
Hello?
Oh, okay. I'm going to put you on mute. I'm trying to do
it. Did you hear that fart? Wasn't that great?
I did. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. That's the way it's going to go tonight, but we've only got 2 hours and I don't have time. Okay, our number is 347-838-9852. We're going to go to our report on Ebola so that we can talk about it.
Dwight
as
time.
Well,
she's going to come back. I got a story planned for
about.
Her.
And here we go.
When it comes to Ebola,
the first thing you need to know is
that
dying
this?
From the virus is like something out of a horror movie. It's extremely painful.
Dillman asks you
terrifying.
To tell her take 422 off of me.
An uncontrollable
diarrhea. Well, I'm not even on the air with her.
Hemorrhaging blood.
Well, he's
and
saying
while
you get
all
on
that's
here.
Hitting oh. you, you lose touch with reality.
We're not your personal army, Dillman.
Finally, within days, you're dead.
Should have heard the first one we called.
West Africa. Is
someone got
in the
on there before all of
by
us.
By far the worst
he was talking
of the
about Ebola.
Since it
he's
was
like,
first discovered in Africa.
You know what?
Back in
I think it's just you dirty N-words that are out there spread the Ebola.
To a 2-year-old boy.
The guy fucking shut down everyone and fucking disconnected everyone.
Like,
I don't need you
he probably got the virus by eating contaminated food that had been drooled or defecated on by a bat. Or, as is common in this part of the world, had eaten some bat for dinner. Bats, researchers believe, are the carriers of the disease. As if the 2-year-old's death wasn't tragic enough,
yeah,
a week after it killed him, it killed his mother,
like, what the fuck?
Sister,
like,
and
be wrong
his
this
grandmother.
Weekend.
Now, it's customary in some African villages to prepare a body for burial through the extremely sanitary cleansing ritual that involves evacuating the body of all food and excreta, often using just bare hands. Since the disease is spread by bodily fluid.
That's stupid. Africans are stupid.
Now, I played that because I wanted you to get in to your thinking of how
someone died. Let's get their shit
Africa
out of them because we need to do that.
More dangerous than Ebola.
She's gonna unmute me now. Watch this.
How many of you? And I'll take hands by at 347-838-982 have been following how the United States has been managing the 2 Ebola deaths in this country.
We should
and
burn
now
it
we're
like
all
Dawn
living
of the Dead.
Under
Evolva.
A country that is so traumatized
you can't
by
like they've been doing. Have you watched Night of the Living Dead? That fucking smoke goes up and then it makes the acid rain and then it rains on the graveyard and they come back.
800,000 people a year die from
cancer.
Yes,
you've watched it.
I watch a bunch of movies.
How crazy. How are we so enamored by media fear?
Fear-mongered motherfuckers.
For blood stories
blah.
That we can't get past looking at an infectious disease.
She's on mute me. I got a fucking good story for her.
In Africa, particularly in West Africa, over the last 10 decades. And we've had no thought about that. We have no thought about the Hong Kong flu and all of the
Hong
other
food.
Stuff
but
that
then,
goes
what is that?
With it.
What is SARS?
I mean, how
Hong Kong food.
Did we get everybody?
SARS.
No,
say Hong
no,
Kong
I'm,
shit.
I'm not kidding. Everybody is panicking about
The Madhouse motherfucker
Ebola in the United States.
Oh, yeah. fuck with them.
It's actually them. It's not the, hey, let's review some weird shows on TV. It's actually them.
Thomas Eric Thompson in Dallas.
It's boys.
A Liberian man who came into the United States.
The name of their show tonight is the Madhouse Radio Network. Put your ass on blast,
last week, I'm sorry,
family or not.
A week before last, and unknowingly brought the deadly illness with him. Last month, two Americans who got infected while treating patients were airlifted out of Liberia and taken to Emory Hospital in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The panic actually started then as people wondered why the virus was being brought close to home. Apparently, while it was in certain regions of West Africa, it was okay because that was far away. People wondered why the CDC wouldn't want to keep that in Africa. Okay. Let's not use modern medicine and the best scientific minds to see how it can be handled better. Mm-hmm. It took us 4 weeks.
Why would we want to cure it? We're the ones that put it into a weapon and we dropped it in Africa.
Yeah, dude,
that's our testing ground.
That we could help.
We have the UPS and receipt. We
Ebola
fucking sent
has
that over
been
there.
Killing people in an epidemic over 6 months in West Africa. We should be glad that they did bring those doctors home. The media people who were put into quarantine, that they brought them home. And America saw Ebola wasn't our problem before that. The Ebola virus is not the flu, and it should be taken very seriously because it is deadly, with an estimated 70% mortality rate.
Actually, it's easier to spread the flu than it is
in
the fucking Ebola.
Country,
yeah.
Why don't you talk about that, bitch?
To begin to assess
she won't bring up that.
How we were going to
she
manage.
She sounds more of a fear monger than anything.
People who were coming from everywhere.
Oh, see, they're bringing it home. They're bringing
Liberia,
it
here. Not just Nigeria. Never was
they're just dirty motherfuckers down there, lady.
Kenya,
let's get to the
but
point.
People who had been to Liberia, who went to London. People who had been to Nigeria, to Liberia, and had gone to, let's say, France. The other question that
what
we
was that?
Have,
France.
And we
France.
Talked about
what was
this
the,
last
the
year
France
on this
right
program,
there. What the fuck was that?
What was that about?
Right. Medical protocol,
like shit talking France,
like
that's a fucking
diseases
that's a whole
bacteria,
like West Africa
like
or something.
You
out.
Remember
France.
You talked about
don't
it? I have
Frenchie.
A friend
what's
who developed the list, the surgical list.
Like, what did you mean?
Where
I was giving him such a hard time the other day.
What did you mean, you fish?
The other question is,
yesterday I was giving him a real fucking hard time.
How surprised were you that hospitals don't have